I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Well, if you listen on the terrestrial radio, you're in the zone of Oregon or Washington. You might be a tinfoil hat wearer of sorts and believe in the ETs, the extraterrestrials, the aliens, as it were.
Hell yeah, brother.
Beyond that, you may have even thought, you know what? I'll be good if an alien invasion ever breaks out. I'm a doomsday prepper, or I've got a bunker, or I've got supplies, or my location is prime. Look, I've talked to some of these people before.
You've talked to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've talked to them.
Yeah.
You are not one of them.
I am not a prepper in that sense.
You tell me you don't have a closet full of supplies.
I have a go bag.
Yep. Well, of course you have a go bag.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're different, but we've talked about like my family and close friends, like where we would all go if anything kind of ever broke out.
Mm-hmm.
And it ultimately ends up being my parents, because they have a big piece of land. They have their own well. They have the ability to generate their own heat and electricity.
All right. You've got your fallout shelter.
Yeah. No, and there's actually a semi-truck trailer on the property for storage for stuff for the company. It's like, yeah, we can move that in front of the driveway and start barricading. It's like, we could, there's a little sniper
position.
This
is the least surprising thing that I have heard.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. This is very on brand for you.
I mean, look, it's just all part of everything. But this company dove into this data based for every state, okay? Ranked them from 1 to 50. And so the things they ranked it on was population density per square mile.
All right.
UFO data. So average duration of UFO visits, and then UFO sightings per capita. Then landscape data. So the number of caves, the percent of the area covered by forest, percent of area covered by bodies of water.
All right.
Okay. Your next group is your military and defense.
Okay.
So total military force per 1,000 people, and then law enforcement per 1,000 people. And then the final.
That may be. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The big category is science, engineering, and medical professionals. So number of scientists per capita, engineers per capita, and healthcare professionals. Okay.
All right.
And then food source, number of food and beverage manufacturing companies.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That one, all right.
Where is your, you had your guesses.
Dark horse. Mine is now changing my dark horse was, and it actually fits with the science and military, but the police, I'm not quite sure of. Mm. My dark horse was going to be Alabama.
Sir, you are number two.
Oh, hey.
Alabama comes in with an alien survival score out of 10 of 7.91.
Because sightings going to be real high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do have a lot of scientists there. There's, I mean, the Rocket City Trash Pandas, they have actually, in Alabama, there are a lot of
they're actually
NASA.
Lower on the list of sightings per capita.
Oh, really?
Alabama's at 2.76 per 10,000 people.
Wow.
Highest on the list, Maine, I believe, is at 8.6.
Nope. Shocker.
Vermont, 9.51. So they see a lot of them. They don't have a lot of people.
Okay. So I'm going to say, based on that criteria, though, mm-hmm. I think that you have to think of this logically.
Mm-hmm.
In, I'm going with the Pentagon, right, is in Virginia.
Ding, 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 ding.
So much military.
Their military, their total force per 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I believe only one state is higher, and it's Hawaii, and it's because it's an island and Pacific Command is there.
Yeah.
So you have Pacific Command for the Air Force, for the Navy, the Army, and the Marines.
Yeah.
So you have four literal command structures
in
Hawaii. So
you
have a Pacific Fleet. You have the PACAF, which is Pacific Command for the Air Force. Like, that's
right.
That's why. Okay. But otherwise, yes, you are correct.
And now, hold on. Is the amount of guns in the state not taken into consideration here?
It is not taken into consideration, which because would bump, I think, and you're specifically if you're talking about per capita,
yeah,
it would bump a lot. I'm going to spoil it now. Oregon is very far down the list.
It should be. Should be.
So Oregon is the least populated military state. I've talked about this before. We have less active or veteran members than any state in the country.
Yeah.
There is not a single active duty military installation across all branches in the state. I believe the biggest active installation is the Umatilla Chemical Depot, if I'm not mistaken.
And then probably the Klamath Air Force.
Air National Guard. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Pang, Portland Air National Guard, I believe was the biggest, but they downsized and moved a ton of it to Klamath Falls.
Okay.
And then you've got the Armory in Salem. Like, that's pretty much it.
Yikes.
But they also are dead last in law enforcement per 1,000.
Okay. Because I feel like in this, there's the science is flawed here.
Mm.
Because there has to be a hillbilly ratio. Because I think Alabama gets you, it gets you there, and that's where I was like, you know, also Virginia,
mm-hmm.
you start getting into like Western Virginia, you're getting pretty,
yeah.
You can get me some, I think like citizens with guns needs to be taken into account here, mm-hmm. because I would believe also, like I'm going with, they have big Air Force base and military presence in Missouri. Where's Missouri on the list?
Missouri is about middle of the pack.
See, and that's where they would get a big amplification in the Ozarks with the hillbilly quotient, right?
See, what hurts them is their percent of area covered by bodies of water or covered by forest. They're actually they actually come up short.
Okay. All right.
So
I think, okay, covered by forest mm-hmm. should be taken far less into consideration than hillbilly factor.
Look, again, I'm not familiar with the entire methodology or how they weighed it.
I think Oregon would get a little bump with our hillbilly factor as well. And people don't think of our state being a hillbilly state.
It's mostly a hillbilly state.
We got hillbillies, like, man.
Outside of the 45-50 mile radius of Portland,
well,
it's pretty bumpkiny.
If you go 10 miles off of I-5 in any direction, if you go east, you go west 10 miles, brother. Those people are going to kill some aliens.
Yeah.
Like, they are going to... They have improvised explosives on their property.
A little Tannerite. Have a little bit of fun.
I mean...
They're not federally regulating it. So.
We don't screw around like this. Mm. I am... I feel we're slighted. I feel Missouri is very slighted in this.
So here are your bottom states.
Okay.
Nevada, dead last. Then Idaho, Nevada. Arizona, Nebraska, Oregon. And here's where Nevada and Idaho fall short, okay? They don't have caves. They don't have any real forest cover. Idaho does have some, obviously, but percent area covered with water, very low.
This is bunk. Area 51 is in Nevada.
Trust me, I get it.
It's where the aliens are. Guess where they're coming to go get their bros?
Well, it's also in the wide open. There's a reason why we set up Nellis Air Force Base on our test facility. Our bombing range is out there because there's nothing out there and there's nothing to hide
Easier for us to mow them down.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you can see them coming, but also they fall drastically short in the number of scientists, engineers, medical professionals.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Where Oregon scores very high is the number of food and beverage manufacturers. There are one, two...
That's right. See,
three, four, five, six states with more food and beverage. I'm leaning Oregon probably starkly more towards the beverage department than food, but
yeah. And again, beer, we're going to be all liquored up fighting these aliens.
Beer and guns.
Yeah, dude. All right. Let's see here.
Florida man is six.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, again, if you're adding the hillbilly quotient and the gun quotient, Florida's one or two.
Right, well, you just lure them aliens out in the Everglades.
Yeah, that's how we solve our python problem.
You want to
the non-invasive or the invasive pythons?
Yeah. You want to go tinfoil hat here? The bodies of water being a big part of this.
Mm.
Aliens don't come from space; they come from the ocean. Have you heard that one? Like,
I watch Ancient Aliens.
I'm mildly subscribing to that. Mm. That's where they're hiding out. Okay,
in the ocean.
That's where they're hiding out. Yeah, yeah.
We know more about space than we do our own oceans. So.
You're right. See, here we go. Fan text line 503-864-6326. Just because hillbillies have plenty of guns doesn't necessarily mean they're good with them.
Well, yes, on the whole, that is true.
I'm going to take them against the aliens, though.
Most hillbillies with guns are prior military,
mm-hmm.
or they have been mm-hmm. around them their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I am a vehement advocate for responsible gun ownership.
Yep.
Like, no doubt about it. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of dummies up and down the political, racial, age spectrums. Look, it knows no bounds.
I'm not going to lie, though. If these aliens have horns,
mm-hmm.
dude, a hillbilly shooting someone with horns, those things are done.
Yeah.
Those things are done.
Got me a trophy game?
Bam! Yeah. Side them up. Let's go. This text says, heading up to Corbett, bro. It'd be like Red Dawn up there. Yes. Where is Colorado on this? Where's Colorado on
Colorado
the list?
Colorado is, I just saw
they got them. A lot of forests. It's where Red Dawn takes place.
Well, and that's where they got the bunker for Paradise.
Colorado is 33rd.
Don't like it.
So,
now,
they have pretty high sightings and durations of aliens,
sure.
but they don't have water,
mm-hmm.
and their military is actually on the lower side than I expected.
Citizens with guns would be more likely to get their whole state wiped off the map by provoking the aliens. I don't know.
I mean, didn't you see Independence Day? You had old Quaid flying his fighter.
Yeah, Randy Quaid.
Flying his fighter. Boy, hey boys, I'm back.
He's gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
He's.
But the hillbilly might be the one that saved the day.
Yeah. This text, my wild cards, Montana. Armed ranchers in New Mexico. New Mexico ranchers ready, armed on the border.
Yeah, but New Mexico grades out pretty poorly in basically everything except for total military force.
Yeah.
Because the only thing down there really are military installations, and that's about it.
Otherwise, it seems like a solid game plan to fight the aliens.
But again, it's wide open.
Yeah. Where's Washington?
Washington is towards the bottom there, 42nd.
Okay.
Very, very, very similar to Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 41st, excuse me. Yeah, no, the sneaky one in here, Wisconsin. Wisconsin comes in at 7.
They got a lot of lakes.
They that's
got a lot of forest.
Yes.
They have a lot of medical
and
scientists.
They are very low on law enforcement and military, though.
Okay.
But they basically smash everything else, including food and beverage.
See, that
cheese and beer.
That fits the mold of drunk country folk mowing down aliens. Look, I'm not going to lie. We're all doomed.
Alaska is the one for me.
Yeah.
Alaska ends up finishing, what, ninth on the list?
Who are we kidding? Those aliens wouldn't go up there. I guess it's too cold, man.
That's the thing. You got home court environment.
Actually, I guess space is
pretty cold. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe Florida melts them.
But it's interesting because you start thinking about, like, well, Oregon's green, and you're like, well, when you go east of the valley, no, it's not.
No.
It's mostly high desert.
Yep, yep.
Most of the state is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we're so used to the greenery here through the valley and the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, what are the aliens going to do? Oh, well, they'll start a tsunami, and they'll kill everybody west of the valley.
I'm not kidding. Though. But that's not that many people on the coast.
Yeah.
Sorry, RJ, who's listening, and it's like, dude, you're going out. That tsunami's taking you out on the coast.
I mean, that
like,
sign goes really far up, the highway.
Yeah.
The tsunami zone.
Yeah.
That's always one of those ones that creeps me out a little bit. Basically, like, once you cross this line, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't think the aliens are going out to, like, Christmas Valley, Oregon, though.
Nah.
They're going to be like, no, you guys are fine.
It's not traditional warfare when you're dealing with aliens. You're not, you're like, everybody talks about, well, you've got, like, this natural border of, like, oceans and things like, well, if they get in the country and they can just kind of float around, it's like, yeah, they're going to go to population centers first and then work their way around.
Yeah, what if they did go the Red Dawn route, though, and they went, like, because...
Middle of the country insertion?
Yeah, like the Soviets and Cubans went, yeah, we're going to go from Colorado out.
Mm.
That was the dumbest war plan of all time. Mm. Not just that it was derailed by some high school kids, mm-hmm. but it wasn't a good plan to begin with.
No, you're landlocked. You can't manage your... Like, look, wars are won through supply routes.
Yeah, Colorado, not a small town in Colorado, not the way to go.
No, look, if it was a major railway and you could gain control of like the thoroughfare of all, like this is why New Mexico for the Manhattan Project was set up.
Yeah,
because they ended up setting the railroads to go through there so that all of the sites could be connected together. Now, if they inserted through New Mexico and we're going to control a major rail station that was the exchange point for the most protected material in the world when you're talking about uranium back then, maybe you're cooking with something.
Yeah.
But we don't do things like that anymore because we have the ability to mobilize our military better than anyone with aircraft and naval vessels.
There you go.
So.
All right. Aliens.
There you go.
Virginia.
It was just one of those things, like, I had to talk about this somehow, some way, because it was just like...
I'm here for it.
I'm glad somebody took the time to do
this. I'm here for it, and I'm here for the conspiracy theories that go around it.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.